This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, as promised, we're going to get to ADHD as a prime example of a fictitious disease. I did not say that. These were the words of Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, in his last interview that he gave before his death at the age of 87 in 2009. So this isn't an issue of debate, it's an issue of fact. The guy that created out of thin air ADHD is now making hundreds of millions of dollars a day off the ignorance of the American people, and I'm going to get to that in just a couple moments. If you were paying attention to the news, friends, right before we got on live radio here. Interestingly enough, the government and the statistics coming out on job growth is much better, and it's not as sluggish as it used to be. Folks, listen carefully. Right on cue. In other words, America, go back to sleep. Everything's getting better now that Donald's there. See, pay attention to what they're doing with their right hand, but don't pay attention to what they're doing with their left. Now, going back to the Constitution of the United States, always making reference to the enumerated laws found therein, it's interesting to note that most people in this country actually believe that the government's job is to produce jobs. Can anybody show me that in the Constitution? Because I can't find it. It's their job to get out of the way. They have no position. No definition of duty to produce jobs, folks. If you'd like to call in and prove me wrong, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Talking to those that believe it's the government's purpose to create jobs. They're creating more dependency, America, on Big Brother. And there's too many people out there that don't know the difference to know that it's not their job to produce jobs whatsoever constitutionally. And again, it's their job to get out of the way. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I also wanted to go over and just highlight what's going on concerning one article in the United States of America, again, to prove, friends, that they're attempting to put you to sleep. Now, paying attention to good job growth, which governments has no business whatsoever in, but they're getting credit for it, so you go back to sleep. Again, keep in mind in Ephesians chapter 5, friends, it talks about how the enemy sowed tares while men slept, right? So we got to put the people back to sleep and tell them everything is good now that Donnie's there. Did anybody pay attention to what was going on yesterday? Trump, Pence, Mattis, Sessions failed to name Islamic terrorism in 9/11 remarks. Now keep in mind, it's also this government and the bureaucracies that have been created since 9/11 that have defined you, America, as the terrorists. So why would Trump, Pence, Mattis, and Sessions fail to name Islamic terrorism in 9/11 remarks? Because they're all working for the same people. We have a stand-in president that Americans like for the most part, and he's doing his job by putting everybody back to sleep. He's at the right place at the right time. They're taking photo ops, which works for him politically. He goes to meetings with black people. He's hugging, kissing, then it goes internet viral. Of course, friends, it's everything that you want him to be. He is doing his best to do it, is at least, folks, to appease what you see. But again, if we would judge rightly and pay attention to what's really happening, friends, it's the opposite of what you see. Now, since I'm here over at sonsoflibertymedia.com, I did want to highlight the fact that, too, friends, another promise of the president, and I'm going to keep this out there until it's actually brought forth, but the president promised to bring forth that special prosecutor as one of his talking points concerning the likes of Hillary Clinton. Now, we have another, listen carefully, another 34-year-old journalist who was investigating Hillary Clinton and her operations found dead. Months later, still no autopsy report. Did you hear what I just said? Months later, there's still no autopsy report. How long are you going to stand down in the face of tyranny, America? The media continuously keeps this criminal and her traitorous husband out in the limelight, folks, setting her as the standard for a political leader as they attempt to tee her up for the next round, when all the while Donald's doing everything to appease the people, but he left undone what he promised that he would do. Now, come on. And this is, if you're a principled person, this should make you mad. And it shouldn't make you mad because I'm attacking your idol. It should make you mad that your idol is not doing what he promised that he would do, namely keep his word. But here again, we have a 34-year-old journalist, another dead individual that would be alive today had the president kept his promise. 34-year-old journalist who was investigating Hillary Clinton found dead. Again, months later, still no autopsy. Are you okay with this, friends? Because apparently this apathy and this tolerance that you've been showing to these criminals is completely backfiring on what you thought your apathy and tolerance would bring forth. When in fact, what you're doing is adding strength to tyranny by tolerating and being apathetic towards their crimes. Another young man dead. How many does this include, friends? 147 under Bill Clinton's administration. This is not, folks, theory. It's a fact. Go to Clinton Chronicles online, Clinton Chronicles online, and watch this very eerie video concerning the works and the crimes of the Clintons concerning We the People when it all started back in the 90s in Arkansas. This all coming from those that were participants in the crimes of the Clintons. And there's several that are not here because they have been ousted because they knew too much information to basically indict the Clintons concerning their crimes so that they might be prosecuted for their crimes. But they just couldn't have that. So they just get their little hitman to do their killing for them. Now, folks, I believe that we're up to 160 or 170 dead people around the Clintons. And it's going to continue on, America, until you say that is enough. Until America, you say that is enough. I know that there's many people out there that are continuously asking, who's going to put a stop to this? Well, let me tell you, it's not going to be Trey Gowdy. It's not going to be Daryl Eisen. It's not going to be Jason Chaffetz, because they're doing their best to protect them from We the People. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're going to come back, and as promised, friends, we're going to get to the father of ADHD, folks, who told on himself he blurted the truth out in his confusion. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
Friends, listen to what this caller from Canada had to say about America and her leadership on a global scale.
I'm a young father, and I have children, and I want my country back. I want the same kind of constitution as rights as you guys have down there. That's why it's important for you guys to take lead. You guys have always been the leaders. You guys went to the strongest nation in the world in under 300 years. You know, you guys used to be number one in the education, and everybody looked at you guys like it's your everything. Yep. Was all about freedom.
As Daniel Webster once said, he said, "Hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. Miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world. America, the right time to do the right thing is right now."
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. The fictitious disease called ADHD. So, here we have it. There is a story told of none other than Noah Webster. And Noah Webster told the story of a little boy who went up into an old man's orchard to steal apples. And the young boy goes up inside, or up on top of one of the apple trees, steals one of the apples, swishes it around his mouth, and enjoys the apples that he's stealing. And the old man caught wind of it. He looked over and he ran to the tree. And he looked at the young boy who was stealing apples from him and said, "Hey, listen, I want you to get out of my apple tree. You're not going to be stealing from me." And the little boy took a bite of another apple and he swished that around in his mouth and just kind of encouraged himself and laughed at the old man. And so the old man got real angry within himself, and he picked up grass and he began to throw it at the little boy in hopes that it would get him out of the tree. And it would cause him to stop stealing apples from his orchard. And so after he threw the grass, this encouraged the little boy all the more. So he stole another apple, put it in his mouth, swished it around after he took a bite, and he just laughed at the old man. So the old man, angry, said, "Listen, if the grass doesn't work, the rocks we're going to do." So what he did is he threw the grass down, he picked up some rocks, and he started to pelt the boy in hopes that it would get him out of the tree. And guess what, friends? It worked. So what's the moral of the story? If good words and gentle means will not reclaim those that are in the trees of disobedience, then you got to pick up the rocks. And it's called love. And it's interesting because what I want to do is I want you to see this real quick, because it tells us in Revelation 3:15, listen to what Jesus said to the church of the Laodiceans. Okay? He said, "I know your works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that you were cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot," he said, "I'll spew you out of my mouth." You're one of those in-betweenites. And by the way, I want to tell you something. There is no such thing as an in-betweenite. But he said, "So then because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth." Because you say, I'm rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and know not that thou art wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. In other words, you lack the righteousness of Jesus Christ. He said, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou may beest rich, and white raiment, that thou may be clothed, and that thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Now listen carefully. Listen to what he says right after this. This is what's important. Verse 19, Revelation 3. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Now listen to what he said right after that. Behold, I stand at knock at the door. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as also I overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. He that has ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. So what is it? What does real love do? Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. Okay, so we see the parallel. Okay? And we see that real love, you know, iron sharpens iron is another prime example. Another prime example is let love be without dissimulation, a false covering. And we're to love each other in the book of Peter with unfeigned love, not a counterfeit love, but a real love one for another. And what did Jesus say in John 13:35? Greater love is no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his brother. Okay? And that is real love. But real love gets in your face. And by the way, when you go to the book of Timothy and you see that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, all doctrine, what is it? It's for all scripture is given and all doctrine is given by the inspiration of God for reproof, for correction, for instructions in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect. That the man of God may be perfect. That's the New Testament. And again, it's a work of the Holy Ghost as we press into the kingdom of God. But I want you to understand what real love is, because we're talking about the fictitious disease called ADHD. Now listen to this, and we'll just kind of roll this out as things come down and as they roll out little by little, precept upon precept. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. These were the words of Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD. This is coming from the guy that created ADHD. I want you to understand that. This isn't theory. This isn't speculation. This is what the founder, the creator of the fictitious disease called ADHD said of his findings that he created. He said it. Okay? It's not more incriminating than when it comes from the person that's responsible for the crime. You know, it's interesting. He admitted his crime, and there's people out there still trying to justify what he did. Therefore, when we take a step back, we'll find out that he said that it was fictitious, but yet scientists in the pharmaceutical companies are trying to justify what he calls fictitious. They're just trying to carry it on, friends, because of how much money it makes. Well, some have described Dr. Eisenberg's statement as an exaggeration. See what I'm saying, friends? Oh, he just exaggerated the fact that it was a fictitious disease. Well, he's the one that knows how it came about concerning the remedy for this fictitious disease. Folks, they can call anything disease today, and people will fall for it. I mean, what it reminds me of is it reminds me of some time ago. Remember Geraldo years ago? As a matter of fact, I seen him at the RNC. What a punk. What an immoral punk. He is a punk, is what he is. There's no better word to describe Geraldo Rivera. He is a punk. He's an immoral punk. He's an ignorant punk, is what he is. And I'm not name-calling, friends, but there's just no other way to describe him. We tracked him. We gave him a gospel track. And he just thought he was all that in a bag of chips. But anyways, let's go back to my point here. Have you ever noticed that in America that we often call choice sickness? The word choice in Webster's 1928 means the act of voluntary selection. For example, if I'm hungry, I make a choice to walk to the cupboard, pull out a glass, and fill it with water so I can, well, drink it up. That's called a choice. I made the choice to go get the water, and I drank it. The word sickness means a weakened state in Webster's 1928. Now, about 5 years ago, I was watching a program on TV where a man weighed about 1,400 pounds. No exaggeration, he was huge. They said that he had an eating disorder. This was all on Geraldo's show. Friends, he was so big that he couldn't even get out of the bed, poor guy. And as time went on during the show, the camera crew started to play the emotions of the TV audience. That would be me and you. And what they did is they began taking shots that showed the man lying helplessly in bed, then immediately swung back to the audience who began weeping for this man. I mean, you had to feel sorry for the guy. Now, the audience and myself was playing right into the hand of the emotions that were taking place. However, the camera crew made a mistake. They pulled the camera back to the man lying on the bed, and lo and behold, there was the problem. The man had a plate of food right under his face, and I noticed that it was his hand putting the food in his own mouth. I didn't see anyone shoving food in his face or even holding a gun to his head to make him eat the food. No, this man was making a choice, and he was voluntarily feeding his own body, but Americans fell for the fact that he was sick. To date, this man is dead. Instead of someone loving on him in the truth and telling him, you need to quit stuffing your face with food, because if you don't, you're going to die. When they had to remove his body, friends, they had to cut the walls out. So there was a whole lot of lack of love in that room. Instead of somebody getting in front of his face and just telling him the common sense answer to bring about the cure concerning his obesity, no, the doctors were right there to tell him that he was sick and that they, of course, needed to give him medication so they, of course, could capitalize off of what they deemed to be a sickness. When in fact it wasn't. It was a choice. Read Deuteronomy 30:19. Read Romans 6. Listen carefully. This is Romans 6. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But God be thanked that you've obeyed that form of doctrine from the heart. Folks, everything that we do is choice. When you go to the book of James, chapter 1, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say that when he's tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he's drawn away of his own lust, and when lust is conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Now let's take it to Deuteronomy 30:19. This is what comes to my aid. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, both blessing and cursings. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live. So it's an issue of making choices at every turn in life. And we're responsible for those choices. And we need to love one another and show people the consequence and the fruit of good and or bad choices. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. You know, folks, I want to tell you something. First and foremost, that, hey, folks, I was the fruit of what they try to do concerning ADHD. I mean, as if to suggest it's the kid's fault when dad and mom are at work all day, right? And then they give them a ton of sugar, and then when they're on the sugar, they act out, they get hyperactive. And then all of a sudden there's the doctor in the public school right there to set your kid up for the fall. And that's exactly what's happening. Now, while some have described Dr. Eisenberg's statement, which is ADHD, as a prime example of a fictitious disease, many doctors are coming to the belated conclusion that ADHD is often overdiagnosed by the use of fuzzy diagnostic practices. Of course it is. Harvard psychologist Jerome Kagan, who is one of the world's leading experts in child development, he probably doesn't have any kids, by the way, states, let's go back 50 years. We have a 7-year-old child who is bored in school and disrupts classes. Back then, he was called lazy. Today, he's said to suffer from ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Every child who's not doing well in school is sent to see a pediatrician, and the pediatrician says it's ADHD. Here's some Ritalin, dangerous psychotropic drugs. Voila! And this is what it's going to cost you. In fact, 90% of these 5.4 million kids don't have an abnormal dopamine metabolism. The problem is, if a drug is available to doctors, they'll make the corresponding diagnosis. And folks, that makes the doctors criminal. I mean, I don't know what else you call it. I mean, knowing it's a fictitious disease, and then because you have some sort of created remedy to fix do the math. How does that work? To fix the fictitious disease, which only gets the kid high. Oh, and by the way, it also brings about confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, and homicidal ideation. And so if you want to know why suicide goes along with this and crime goes along with this, why don't you look at the side effects on the back of the antidepressant box? They're dangerous. Period. Period. Eisenberg made a luxurious living off the stupidity of the American people, off his fictitious disease, said he, thanks to pharmaceutical sales. And coincidentally, he received the Ruane Prize for Child Adolescent Psychiatry Research. Just think about that. They all piled up together. They all aligned themselves together to give him an award. You want to know why they gave him an award? Because they wanted a little piece of the action. Come on. I'm from North Minneapolis. Let's get a little street lang in here. I mean, street people seem to have a lot more common sense than the supposed educated people, don't they? He received the Ruane Prize for Child and Adolescent Psychiatry Research. He has been a leader in a child psychiatry for more than 40 years through his work in pharmacological trials, research, teaching, and social policy, and for his theories and his theories and his theories of autism and social medicine, according to Psychiatric News. I mean, it was even admitted that they are his theories. I mean, it reminds me of the people that buy cigarettes today. Believe it or not, these goofballs are paying $8 to $9 for a pack of cigarettes to kill themselves. And right on the side of some of those cigarette packs is the side effects of smoking, over 150 chemicals concerning their cigarettes. And yet they pay four times what they used to pay 10 years ago to kill themselves, even with a warning sign on the side. So you can't show mercy to a people that could care less. How do you feel sorry for someone that doesn't care about the situation concerning themselves? You can't. God helps those that help themselves. And these people know all the well that these things are killing them, yet they put them in their face anyways. And by the way, when you smoke a cigarette, you're not smoking the cigarette's smoking you. And I'll tell you what, my mom died from emphysema, and you should have seen how she died. It sounded like she was breathing through three straws with tears running down her face. I bet you what was going through her mind and her heart at that particular time is how many times people loved her enough to tell her to quit smoking those things. Right? It's the same thing with this. I mean, even when it was admitted, oh, cigarettes are up to $12 a pack? You've got to be kidding me. And people are paying it. If people weren't paying it, the supply meets the demand. If people weren't paying it, they wouldn't be selling it. And boy, oh boy, are they capitalizing off of you. How foolish could you be? Even after they were admitted as theories concerning Eisenberg's theories, the medical industry is using the guise of helping children to depersonalize and disconnect our children from a healthy, normal upbringing. Parents are placing their children on these drugs and subjecting them to what the world has to offer, when in fact all these children are looking for is their parents in hopes of being the blessing that God intended them to be. In the United States, 1 out of 10 boys among 10-year-olds take medication for ADHD on a daily basis, with an increasing tendency that's getting worse. American psychologist Lisa Cosgrove and others reveal the facts in their study. Financial ties between DSM-4 panel members and the pharmaceutical industry. They found out that of the 170 DSM panel members, 95, that's 56%, had one or more financial associations with the companies in their pharmaceutical industry. They're paying off their friends. 100% of the members of the panels on mood disorders and schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders had financial ties to drug companies. It reminds me of war. And these people go to sleep at night. And the curse the American people are reaping because they don't want to open their eyes concerning the crimes of them and the pharmaceutical companies. And it goes back to politics. It goes back to the church. It goes back to us as individuals. And it goes back to all of us nationally. They are reaping major benefits from their fictitious disease, America. For example, the assistant director of the pediatric, I'm not even going to try to pronounce this word, psychopharmacology unit at Massachusetts General Hospital and associate professor of psychiatry at Harvard Medical School received $1 million in earnings from drug companies between 2000 and 2007. Not a bad deal. Marc-André Gagné and Joel Lexton, a longtime researcher of pharmaceutical promotion, performed a study which shows that the U.S. pharmaceutical industry spent... How much do they care about you? That's what this point is about. Shows that the U.S. pharmaceutical industry spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotions versus the 13.4% for research and development in 2004. This is almost twice as much money to push their drugs on the kids than the amount to research to make sure that it's safe for your kids. And for those that did not know, many of these psychotropic drugs used to be illegal street drugs. Did you hear me? Many of these dangerous psychotropic drugs that are being prescribed by the pharmaceutical companies used to be illegal street drugs back in the 50s. 24.4% of the sales dollars on promotion versus 13.4% for research and development in 2004. And folks, no matter where you go or there's a television, you can rest assured when the commercial comes on, it's going to be from one of the pharmaceutical companies. All aimed at the young people. And again, read the antidepressant black box. Read the warnings for yourself, folks, because if it's not alarming, I don't know. And by the way, if this is not the mercy of God to warn you, read Psalm 19, verse 11, I don't know what is. I mean, can you imagine people getting, the Pharisees and the Herodians were getting mad at Jesus because of his miracles. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles. I mean, just think about that. They wanted to kill him because they were afraid they were going to lose their place and their nation. They wanted control. And folks, you're giving these people by control by allowing them to continuously push this fictitious disease on your kids. And by the way, they're doing this by force. That's all the kid has to do is they'll ask him a question, and maybe I'll get to this on another show, but they'll ask him a question where the questions are setup questions. And if he answers, by the way, a normal kid would answer either way, it doesn't matter, but no matter what answer you give them, they'll diagnose the kid with ADHD. And then the nurse gets a kickback, and so does the doctor. Going to the antidepressant black box warning for yourselves, again, you'll be alarmed by the side effects listed on the inserts. You have confusion. This is what these drugs produce. Depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, homicidal ideation. And another one is fear. Lots of fear goes along with this. So why would parents subject their children to drugs with such noted dangerous side effects? Folks, when I come back, I'm going to go to some of these young kids that have been put on antidepressants, and I'm going to show you what they've done in response. And you tell me if there's a correlation. Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
A friend of mine recommended I start listening to Bradley Dean of Sons of Liberty Radio. First time I heard his show, I was hooked. There are many talk radio hosts out there representing my conservative views, but they don't quite connect the dots. Bradley understands that our freedoms don't come from government. Government can only secure freedoms that come naturally to us from a mighty and a holy God. I encourage all my friends to stay tuned to Sons of Liberty Radio. I've learned a lot from Bradley Dean's message.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, in truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. The Bushes, by the way, had something to do with this back in the 60s and in the 80s to make way for these drugs to be thrown onto your children. I mean, look at the medical and the pharmaceutical company boom since the 80s, friends, in this country. Craziness. I was just going through Leon Eisenberg's status of wealth. And the accumulation of wealth is astronomical. And just think, right before he dies, he comes out and tells the people that it was completely fake. You know, it's also interesting, too, that... you guys all know about Snopes, right? It's CIA-funded and controlled. And Snopes is Facebook's new, you know, censors. Well, there's a hooker, there's a prostitute, folks. It's they're criminals. is what they are. And so you're asking the devil to tell you the truth. It's just not going to work. But what's going off in front of me right now is Snopes.com. ADHD, is it a fictitious disease? In fact check by Snopes, they had to come to terms with that it's true. And of course it's true because it came directly from his mouth. And it's interesting how they would want to discredit Leon Eisenberg for telling the truth concerning, you know, what he's responsible for. I mean, most prosecutors want, you know, the criminal to come forward and spill the beans concerning their crimes. Well, not the pharmaceutical companies, because it doesn't work for them. Wow. So let's go over to some of these kids that have been put on antidepressants. I'm just going to give you a couple handfuls here. Concerning how much time we have left, I'm looking at there's much more I can cover while I'm looking at some of these statistics, but it's craziness. Kip Kinkle, age 14. Listen to the heinous crimes. He killed his parents and went on a shooting spree at his high school in Springfield, Oregon, killing two and injuring 25. He was prescribed, you ready for this? Prozac. I remember a doctor, because I had a little pain when I was in my 20s, I remember the doctor tried to prescribe Prozac to me. And I thought, well, what does that have to do with anything? And it was just a physical thing. I needed more exercise. I didn't need drugs. I needed to get off my little keister and start moving it. Side effects, confusion, depersonalization, hostility, hallucinations, manic reactions, suicidal ideation, loss of consciousness, delusions, feeling drunk, alcohol abuse, and homicidal ideation. I mean, why don't we just do what the Lord said? To he who withholds the rod hates his son. But, I mean, people don't want to go down that road, because now the state comes in and says, no, if you are to chastise your child and you do it in a way that we don't like, you know, we would just as soon, you know, get you for child abuse, and then what we'll do is we'll take control and then we'll put your kids on some antidepressant so we can make a little more money for the pharmaceutical companies, because we're all in it together anyways. I'm telling you the truth. Okay. Jeff Weiss, age 17, did this high school, actually. When we did this high school up in Bemidji, Minnesota, we got there, and there was a fence around the whole entirety of the school. It looked like a prison or a detention center or a correctional facility, more than it did a high school. We walked inside. There were metal detectors, as were there armed guards right there before you walked into the school. You know, and now if you're one of those foolish individuals that's older and says, well, you know, we got to have it safe in there, well, I want to ask you something. Is that what you had to deal with when you were a kid? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Your kids are being taught to be controlled in a police state. I mean, after all, they can't help themselves. Now, and we don't want the fingers pointed over at the pharmaceutical companies like after Columbine. And those 13 individuals were killed by Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold. No, we don't want you to know that they were on antidepressants, America, and the judge will order your mouth shut to ensure that the pharmaceuticals are not prosecuted, like they did, by the way. Jeff Weiss from Red Lake, the school that we did, at age 17, killed 9 people and then himself. He also killed his grandpa and his grandma. His grandpa was the sheriff of that Native American community. He was on Prozac. Eric Harris, age 18, from Columbine High School, shot 12 fellow students and a teacher. He had been taking Luvox. T.J. Solomon, a 15-year-old, wounded 6 at Heritage High School in Conyers, Georgia. He was on Ritalin. How come nobody's hearing about these antidepressants? Folks, you can almost bet your bottom dollar, when you're seeing these out-of-nowhere crimes being committed like this, just see what kind of drugs they've been prescribed. Chris Pittman, age 12 years old. He shot and killed his grandparents at close range. And then he set their house on fire. He was on Zoloft. Jason Hoffman, at age 18, wounded two teachers and three students at Granite Hills High School. He was on Effexor and Celexia. Corey Baskard, age 16, took 23 classmates and a teacher hostage at his Washington State High School. He was on Effexor. Whoa, I didn't hear about that. No, you sure didn't. You sure didn't. Elizabeth Bush, age 14, shot at fellow students in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, wounding one. She was on Prozac. What is going through their little minds, friends? I mean, we know that these antidepressants, the black box warn us of homicidal ideation, alcohol abuse, feeling drunk, delusions, loss of consciousness, suicidal ideation, manic reactions, hallucinations, hostility, depersonalization, and confusion. Whoa! Whoa! There's the problem. As a matter of fact, Dr. Edward C. Hamlin, a founder of the member of the Royal College of General Practitioners in 1998, stated that ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. Of course it is. Get them dependent upon the pharmaceutical companies. Bradley Voorhees, we have this on film. It's all available, by the way, if you'd like to see all of this. This is what we aired on national television for 42 weeks. This is a part of it. It's called My War. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and go to the store. Bradley Voorhees was in Stillwater, Minnesota prison. He shot his wife 21 times. He shot his wife 21 times. She was at work. He walked in the store with a rifle, and he shot her 21 times. When I went to visit him in prison, where he now spends the rest of his life, he told me, Bradley, I didn't know what I was doing. He had just gotten his Prozac prescription doubled. Whoa. What about Virginia Tech? Cho Sung Hiu. You remember this guy? He went on a shooting spree and killed 32 people at Virginia Tech. He was on Prozac. Why are we not being told what's going on behind closed doors? Well, you know now. Share this program with somebody. I also wanted to let you know that in its study, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, folks, don't, you know what, my kids, when they ask me something about what's going on in this country, he said, don't, I always reassure them to cross-check every single thing. The Disease Control and Prevention looked at 2.4 billion drugs prescribed in visits to doctors and hospitals in 2005. Of those, 118 million people were prescribed antidepressants. High blood pressure drugs were the next most common with 113 million prescriptions. The use of antidepressants and other dangerous psychotropic drugs, those that affect brain chemistry, has skyrocketed over the last decade. Adults' use of antidepressants almost tripled between the periods 1988 to 1994 and 1999 to 2000. Yep, they got to convince you there's something wrong with you. Read the Word of God. And between 1995 and 2002, the most recent year for which statistics are available, the use of drugs rose 48%, the CDC reported. Love you by what we do, friends. That is the mercy of God, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.